Lake Effect brings you conversations about what's happening in Milwaukee and the people, places, and organizations that shape our community. This is Lake Effect Spotlight from WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
This week marks the return of the Milwaukee Comedy Festival. At 19 years, it's one of the nation's longest-running annual comedy fests. The festival is bringing national and regional stand-up comedy acts to Milwaukee now through Sunday, October 6th. Performances are held at venues throughout the city. Milwaukee Comedy Festival founder and producer Matt Kempel joins WUWM's Rachel Owens to talk about the festival and what comedy fans can look forward to this week.
One thing that we have in common is that we're both celebrating some birthdays. So here at WUWM, we're celebrating 60 years, but you are celebrating 19 years of the Comedy Festival.
Yes, 19 years, which gone by very quickly and also feels like a century.
Okay.
Time is a construct, I think. But yeah, 19 years, it's incredible to make something like a comedy festival that at the time we didn't really think we would do it much more than once. And here we are. Now we can't stop. It's a lot of comedy.
So for those who aren't aware or haven't attended yet, give us a little recap. So how did it get started?
Well, in the beginning days, the comedy scene was a lot different than it is now. Now, I mean, it's incredible. You can go out any night of the week and you can find live comedy somewhere in the city. A lot of times, multiple shows around the city. Almost 20 years ago, that just wasn't the case. There was maybe one or two shows a month around town. There was some comedy clubs, but there was no local talent around. There was just some folks coming in from out of town. So we started this festival really just as a one-time event called the Sketch and Improv Festival. We were just trying to do improv comedy and funny scenes and things like that. And there was just sort of this small community of people doing this. The event came together. We did it in a weekend. I think there were four shows, and the shows all sold out. We had a couple hundred people come. And so we thought, oh, okay, maybe there's something to this. So kept it going. And over the years, it's changed a lot. Around 2019, before the pandemic, we had like 13, 14 shows. It was really just physically a lot of work to put on and mentally and everything for our team to do with just the three of us, Caitlin, Greg, and myself. More recently, we kind of scaled things down a little bit to make it a little more manageable, make sure that there's a focus on, you know, the quality of comics that we have coming through. So this year, we have 9 shows at 5 different venues around the city, showcasing stand-up talent from across the country. I guess that's the best way I could consolidate 19 years into about a minute or two.
Give me a little bit of a rundown of how you select the comics. Like, what's the process of putting this together?
Oh, sure. Well, we have some national headliners that we bring in that we're actually like booked comedians that we, you know, work with agents and managers to bring in some talent like that. But the majority of the comics are coming in from a submission process that we do. There's a short form that they got to fill out with kind of bio information about who they are. And then we want to see clips of their comedy. And we watch every single one of those clips, hundreds and hundreds of stand-up clips. And some are really great. Some are not as good, but you go through them and you find some really amazing talent and people from all over the country or Canada as well.
And Matt, you brought a clip with you as well, one of the headliners that people can go out and see tonight.
Yes, tonight is going to be at Lakefront Brewery. We're very excited. We do our regular monthly keg stand-up show there. It's one of the longer-running comedy showcases in the city. So we're very excited to partner up with Lakefront Brewery again. We got Matty Ryan, very funny guy. He's been on Comedy Central and, you know, a bunch of other things. I'm really excited. I say let's take a listen to this clip.
You, let me ask you this. Do you guys ever wonder if maybe like we're already in hell and it's like not that bad? Do you ever think of that? You know, like sometimes it's super bad. You're like, this is hell for sure. But then sometimes you're like, wait a minute, dude, this water park sells beer? Maybe this isn't hell, dude. I mean, like a loving God wouldn't do this to us, but this right here, well, this is all right, you know? I don't know, man. Like anybody ever wait tables? Anybody, any servers? A few? Hell yeah, dude. So if you've done that, you know, at the very least, we're probably in purgatory. You know, like, people are such animals at restaurants. Like, dude, I waited on this lady one time, and she was like, I was like, hey, can I get you something to drink? She was like, yeah, I'd like a glass of wine. I was like, all right. She goes, I don't like red. I was like, okay, we have white wine. She goes, I don't like white either. I was like, all right, dude, well then go to jail. I don't know. You're not allowed to leave your house if this is how you behave in public.
I don't know. I don't think Wisconsin drinkers would be that discerning. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, as somebody that owns a bar and comedy club, people ask some weird questions sometimes. Okay. You try to accommodate them, but Matty Ryan, such a funny guy. We've worked with him a bunch. He's originally from Chicago, so for many years in my career, he's come up. He's done a couple of shows with us in the past. And when we reached out to him about the Comedy Fest, he was, you know, super eager. I think he's out of New York now. So, you know, it's really exciting as the Comedy Festival has grown over the years. It's exciting to see some of the amazing talent we work with get even better each year as well. So should be a really fun show.
And you mentioned, Matt, that we have all kind of comedians coming from all across the nation. Mm-hmm. So even though it's a Milwaukee Comedy Festival, you're getting quite a variety of talent. So what are people that are coming to visit Milwaukee think of the city? What do they take away from this experience?
That's great to ask. I think every comic is going along a festival circuit or traveling around the country for different reasons. One of the main reasons that they do that is to network with other comics. The more people that you know in the industry, the more that you're able to get up on stages around the country, the better chance you have of building a following, getting followers on your socials, you know, things like that that are really important in the comedy scene now. The comics we work with in the fest are basically greenlit to work with us again at the club, on a club level. So if they're looking to tour again, we already know, hey, that's a really funny comic that we've already approved of, that's of this caliber talent. So it's sort of the joke of like, hey, it's about the friends we made along the way. But it really is. You know, there's a lot of comics that I know have come to Milwaukee and we've brought them back through several times. There's comics that have come here and met Milwaukee comics, and then those Milwaukee comics have gone to other states and done a bunch of shows in those states because of the people they met from out of town. So there really is a lot of that happens in the comedy world, and it can be really important. And I think comics themselves judge a festival in a very different way from an audience. They want there to be an audience. That's an important thing. Some festivals, you know, the shows are in the back of a bar and they might have 20 shows in the festival, but only 3 of them are like good. Other festivals are incredible and every single show is a top headliner and every, you know, and we're kind of somewhere in between. I think all of our shows are going to be really great. They're well attended, which is what comics want, but there's a lot of other great talent, people that are of an equal level, people that are putting on the same level of shows that those other comics are doing. And then it's easier to say, hey, come to my city. Let's work together. I'll come back. I'll go to your city, you know, and then all of a sudden you got this great network of comics that are getting better at comedy together. They're presenting their material to new audiences that they haven't been able to present it to before.
So let's get in more to the day-to-day. So what kind of shows can we expect? What kind of comedians are you really looking forward to? What's on the docket?
Oh, boy. So there are about 24, 25 comics featured in the festival across 9 different shows. I always recommend people come earlier in the fest if you're able to. Come earlier in the week because you're going to see right away the level of quality that we're trying to present. We have a bunch of different venues. We're going to be at Lakefront Brewery. We're going to be at Great Lakes Distillery, Shank Hall, and The Laughing Tap. Seeing something earlier in the run, you might have a chance to see another show later on. And I've had that happen actually a lot of times. People would just come to the end and be, oh, man, I wish I had come earlier. This show was so much fun. So that's why I really try to encourage people, come out early if you're able to. Every show is different. There's a full lineup of all the different performers and comics on the website, mkecomedyfest.com. If people are interested in finding out more information or if they want to find out how to get tickets, all the information is on there. But you know what? Laughter can happen any time of the day. So,
and I think we need it any time of the day, especially this year. Anything in particular with 2024? Do you find that people are more ready than ever to laugh and to come to a show?
Yeah, I think so. People need to laugh now more than ever. I think this is something I've said in the past, but I think it's really important for people to get into a large room together and have joy. Laugh and happiness. There's way too many reasons that we're getting into rooms and being angry and upset, fearful for so many reasons. If I can do a little part to just bring a little happiness to the world, that brings me a huge amount of joy. So that's what I say is I encourage people to come out and get a laugh at the Milwaukee Comedy Festival if they're able to, because it's kind of stressful. Whatever you're thinking politically, it's stressful. And you might be wondering, like, what kind of politics might there be in the comedy at the festival? Well, I couldn't say for sure what every single joke is going to be at the fest. We try not to focus on specifically politically based comics unless we're going to promote a show. It doesn't mean that there won't be some jokes. I mean, how could you not joke about the political situation that we all seem to be in right now? So there'll certainly be some of that, but I think in all, it's going to be all in good fun. We're trying to create an environment that's fun for everybody, at least as long as you're 18 and up.
Well, thank you so much for coming in today, Matt. And I want to say happy 19th birthday to the Comedy Festival.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. You know, 19 years, it's a long time, but I've been really excited doing it all these years.
Matt Kempel is the founder and producer of the Milwaukee Comedy Festival, going on this week. He spoke with WUWM's Rachel Owens.
You can find more interviews like this one by visiting wuwm.com/lakeeffect. And while you're there, subscribe to the Lake Effect Spotlight podcast.